IRR is the rate needed to convert the sum of all future cash flow to equal your initial investment. Now, the IRR takes into account the time it took an investor to receive his initial investment and profit back.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Multifamily Monday episode. I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. All right, everybody. Every Monday, we go into all things multifamily real estate investing. I share my journey in investing in multifamily apartments. I share tips and tricks that I've learned along the way, and I also bring on guests and interview them to try to get some nuggets from their experience of investing in multifamily, as well as occasionally some other asset classes in real estate. And today, another solo episode. We have some interviews coming up on the schedule in the next coming weeks. And today is another solo episode. And I wanted to get into all things return metrics when you're looking at a deal. Before I jump into that, just want to do a little housekeeping. As always, I see those rating and reviews climbing on Apple Podcasts, and I appreciate that so much. That's a major part of their algorithm and how this show will get to more and more people. So again, thank you. And I just want to read one real quick. This is from Lillian Miller 4534. Daily dose of financial information. With all of life's stresses, I rely on Sean to help me navigate my ship. I'm happy to have this information and insight to help me grow and motivate me to do better. Thank you for sharing your multifamily real estate investing journey. Well, thank you for that comment, Lillian. I appreciate that. So again, if you guys are finding any value from this and have yet to leave a rating or review, and you do listen on Apple Podcasts, that would be amazing if you do so. And again, if you know anyone else that could get some value from this show, please share it with them. All right. So as I mentioned, today is all things return metrics. And what do I mean by that? So when you're looking at a deal, whether you're a general partner, an active real estate investor, or more like a limited partner, you just want to passively invest, there's obviously metrics you're going to look at when you're looking at a deal, right? What type of return, like what are you getting for the money you are investing? And that's obviously a very important thing. And I just want to go over the different return metrics, primarily because I've been seeing obviously a lot of deals from other operators out there. And I just feel a little leery sometimes about some of the numbers they're showing because it's all based on assumptions, right? We have to, right? So we're making assumptions based on our best informed guess, right? And there's a lot of different levers you can play on these return metrics to make them, you know, look better. And so I just want to shed some light on this. And for those of you that are looking at deals, one, so you know what to be cognizant of and take everything with a grain of salt. But two, if you're an active investor and you're seeing these crazy return metrics, to not like get discouraged, like, why can't I find a deal like this? Sometimes there's a lot of smoke behind the curtain, right? Per se, a lot of stuff going on behind that we can't see. And I just want to kind of shed light on that. So I guess first, let's talk about like what you would see as like return metrics for maybe an offering of a deal. And I just randomly pulled one up here from an operator I know, and I'm just going to read return metrics. So this is a multifamily, 100 plus unit multifamily apartment offering, and first 6% preferred return. So for those that aren't familiar with that, what is a preferred return? That's simply a percentage. So 6% you're making on your money per year. So if you invest $100,000, you're going to make $6,000 per year for every single year that you are invested in that offering, in that property. And what the preferred part means is that you get paid before anyone else. So after all expenses and the loan payment is made on the property, then you get paid first. You're the preferred return. You get paid first. So before any of the general partners like myself or anyone else, you as a limited partner would get paid first. And the next is 8 to 9% average cash on cash. So what is a cash on cash return? Simply, it's your return based off the money invested. So for the property as a whole, you would take the cash flow before taxes. So that's after, again, all expenses and debt is paid, but before your taxes, what is your cash flow? You take that cash flow and then you divide it by your equity in the deal, your investment, right? And that would give you your cash on cash return. So for this one, it's projected to be 8 to 9%. And usually you're looking at this at a given period, right? It's not, you can take a look at the whole as well, but usually you look for a given period, like what is it yielding to you in a given year based on your investment. So if you're 100K in the deal and your return is X, what is that cash flow? What is that cash on cash return? Next is a 2X to 2.2X equity multiple. Equity multiple, or multiplier as sometimes it's known, is simply just the measure of the portion of the assets of that offering that is financed by the equity rather than debt. So, and after the debt is paid off, what is that return in relation? So generally, the return you're getting back, what is it in the relation to the investment you made? So a 2X equity multiple is essentially saying you doubled your money. So if you invested $100,000, you made $100,000. So at the end of the day, you return the $100,000 that you initially invested, and then additional $100,000 in return over, you know, from the cash flow and from the equity upside. So then you in total received, you know, back 200K. So it doubled. So if you see like a 1.5 or 1.75X equity multiple, that means if you invest $100,000, then you'd get, for a 1.75X multiple, you'd get an additional, you know, you'd get $75,000 total, right? So you get your 100K back plus additional 75K. That's your gain. So that's what an equity multiple is. And a lot of people like to see that too, right? Because if you're in a deal, say for 5 years, you want to see that you double your money, right? That's awesome if you can double your money. In my opinion, that's really important when you're investing, is what can you do to double your money, right? Because that doubling effect, you know, it's compound interest. It's so powerful. And then next, I see 70-30 split with an 18% IRR hurdle and then a 50-50 split afterward. Now, there's a lot of acronyms in there for those that aren't familiar with this. I'm about to explain IRR next, but what the 70-30 split means is everything above the preferred return or on the back end is split 70-30, 70% to the limited partners, so the investors that are bringing money, and 30% to the general partners, the ones that put the deal together and are operating the deal. And then the hurdle part, so stuff called waterfalls, and this can get sometimes seem like you're a little high level or in the weeds, but it's pretty straightforward. So a hurdle is meaning it's going to be that 70-30 split until your return gets to an 18% internal rate of return or IRR. And then once it hits that 18%, then the split between the limited partners and general partners goes to 50-50 from there on. And then next is that IRR, that internal rate of return. And simply what that is, the internal rate of return or IRR, a way to look at it is the percentage rate earned on each dollar invested for each period of time that is invested. And sometimes the IRR can seem like it's really, really tricky. And from a calculation perspective, it is if you do it out by hand, that's what Excel is for. But really, it's the annual return that makes the net present value equal to zero. So in a more, I guess, layman's terms, what that is, IRR is the rate needed to convert the sum of all future cash flow to equal your initial investment. Now, the IRR takes into account the time it took an investor to receive his initial investment and profit back. So the difference between this and the cash on cash return is this takes into time value of money. So the time aspect of the investment, right? So usually in year one, all else equal, the IRR, if it was just like a year investment, generally the cash on cash IRR would be the same, right? It's the same time period, 1 year. But if you have enough 5-year deal, it's going to be drastically different because it's taking into effect that compounding effect, that time. And IRR is great to compare different investments because it's taking into account the cash flow that the property spits off and also the gain on the back end when you sell the property. So it's a great way to compare two different investments, two different multifamily offerings. Generally, people like to see in the current market, obviously this all changes in different market cycles, but in the current market, people like to see at least a 15% IRR, internal rate of return. You'll see stuff over 20, which is fantastic. That's a solid deal. Only thing for me is IRR is a great metric. Don't get me wrong, for real estate investing because it takes into account that time period, what's happening over those 5 years. However, there's levers in the IRR calculation that can really affect what your IRR is. And that's because, as we all know, when you sell a commercial property, it's not based off of comps like in the residential markets. Like, oh, what did Joe and Sally sell their home down the street for 4 months ago, right? We're going to use that comp to base it off ours because our house is very similar in relation. How you sell a commercial property is based on the net operating income or the NOI. And you divide that by a cap rate, and that gives you what you should sell the property for. And you base that on what the market cap rate is. So essentially, it's what rate are other investors paying for X NOI? So if you had $1 million in NOI that a property is spinning off, what is that going for in the current market, right? And the thing with that is you can really easily move up and down that acquisition price, right? Purchase price, or in this case, the sale price, the final cash flow, by toggling this cap rate. So let's say you set a 5.5 cap to exit, right? So if you divide $1 million by 5.5%, that's an $18 million sale price. Now, if you said, nah, I think we can get 4.9 cap, I think that's what it's going to trade at. So if you divide that $1 million by 4.9%, that's $20 million. So that's an extra $2 million. And then it can fluctuate even more. Like if you thought, no, like not a 5.5 cap, we're going to be able to get a whole percentage down. We're going to go to 4.5 cap. Then you're looking at $22 million. So that's an extra $4 million. And that really increases what the internal rate of return is. So that's why you have to be very careful. And I'm going to pull up a deal, one of our deals right here that we looked at. So on this one, it's about a $31 million acquisition. And generally how we want to calculate the exit cap is generally it's anywhere between 5 to 10 basis points increase per year you hold the property, right? So if it was a 5-year hold, you'd increase it by 5 to 10 basis points per year. We think that's very conservative, and it depends, all depends where you are in the market. So like for this one, we increased it, 0.07, so 7 basis points per year. So that's over 5 years. And that's because it was a primary market, but it wasn't one of like the major primary markets. So if it's more of like a secondary, tertiary market, you might want to do 10 basis points per year. And then if it's a hotter market, you might want to do 5 basis points per year. But it all really depends on your market and what's happening. Obviously, we've been a crazy market where cap rates keep compressing over and over. Rent growth is going through the roof. However, rates are rising and the Fed's going to continue to hike, at least in the near short term. So we want to be very conservative. So for this one, for example, we had an exit cap rate of 6, and it was going in cap of 5.4 per the broker's OM and 5.1 cap per hour underwriting. And so that would give, a total IRR on the 5-year of 19.2%, which is solid IRR. This is with a very favorable return profile for the investor. Now, if we said, the market's way better than that, we're coming in at a 5.4 per the broker, 5.1 cap per hour underwriting, let's just put it at 5. Now we're talking about a 23.87% IRR. So it went from 19 to 23. And then as you keep playing with that, I think we can get a 4.8. Now you're talking about nearly 25% IRR. So it's so easy to make it look really good. And that's just based off an assumption. And as long as you can sell that assumption to your investors, that's what the IRR is going to show, right? We just like to be really conservative. I just want to bring that up because I see a lot of crazy IRRs out there. There's multiple factors to that, right? It's this exit cap, right? If you can juice the back end up, that's one of the cash flow numbers that are in the calculation. So it's going to make it look really good. And it all depends on what your return profile is too, right? You can play with the pref. As the pref increases and decreases, the IRR will go up or go down based on hurdles you're hitting, right? Because the quicker you can get them to that hurdle, right, then the more the GP is going to keep, and then the IRR will fluctuate along with that. So I just wanted to make this clear that you got to be really careful with a lot of these return metrics you see. You really got to dig into it and ask questions. Have you done different scenarios, like stress tested this? Is there a base case, an optimistic case, and a worst case? Which one are you showing? You just got to be really careful. Well, usually what I look at for a return profile, obviously I'll look at the IRR because it is important, but I want to know what their assumption is on rent growth, because that has a huge effect on cash flow, right? And then also, for is that achievable, right? And also want to know what their exit cap rate. Does that cap rate make sense? So I will look at the IRR because it's a great way to compare different offerings. But I love the cash on cash return for each year, because you know for the money you're investing, what is the projected cash on cash return that you will be receiving? So on the money you're investing, what is that return? And again, you want to look at the rent growth on this one, because that's a huge factor. If they're really optimistic rent, you got to be careful. And then I also like the equity multiple. But again, this is all stuff you really just need to dig into and make sure that their assumptions are conservative and they're backed by sound knowledge and sound experience that they've had in that market or in the industry. I want it to be as close to a 2x multiple as possible, right? 1.7 to 2x, and as close to that 2x as you can get, because 5 years, it's a solid return to be able to double your money. And if you just keep doing that every 5 years, doubling your money, whew, it's like that scenario that everyone talks about, or that famous saying, would you rather have $1 million or double a penny every day? So you'd rather have double a penny every day for 30 days or $1 million? First, you might think, oh yeah, give me that $1 million. But in 30 days, you doubled a penny every day, you'd get $5,368,709.12. That's if you double the penny every day for 30 days. So you want to be able to double your money as often as you can. So that's why I look at that equity multiple and how close it is to two. So I hope this was helpful. I just wanted to go over some of the metrics that you look at when you're talking about cash on cash return. I like 8 to 9, like on this one I was talking about, is great, right? A lot of people say they want to see at least 12%. And it's getting tougher and tougher in this market, but I think that is a good metric to hit. But as long as you're around that, you know, 9 to 10, you're in a good spot. And then if you're seeing above 20% IRR, I would really, really urge you to dig into that offering. Now, obviously, if this is a ground up development, that makes more sense, right? You're taking more risk for a higher return. But if this is what we do, acquiring stabilized a property that we're coming in and adding a value add component, you definitely want to dig in if you're seeing something above 20% IRR. Just see, are those rent assumptions? Is that achievable? And also, is the exit cap, does that make sense? And then the equity multiple too is a great one to look at. So I hope this was added some value. I just wanted to talk about this because I've seen some pretty crazy return metrics out there. I know it's a hot market, but there's a lot of stuff that's iffy up in the air on the horizon. Just want investors to be safe and really dig into something and not just take a look at that return metric and think it's a great investment. Really dig into it and question the sponsor. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.